You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A Somali refugee decided she wouldn't let language be a barrier to her success in the United States. Now, Khadijo Abdul-Qadir is teaching other immigrants to communicate, adapt, and find their own success in Syracuse through her translation business. Jordan Muller produced the story as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio project, which is finding, coaching, and training public radio's future reporters and producers. Here's Khadijo's story in her own words.
Language barrier is huge. Cultural barrier is huge. People really discriminating. Hi, my name is Khadija Abdul-Qadir, and I am the founder of Empower Interpretation Services of CNY, which was launched on August of 2018. Just because you don't speak a language doesn't mean that you don't have skills, you know, and that's something that's crucial and at the same time not valued. A lot of the people in here, they may not have like the skills that we call skills, but like they're working in a warehouses and all these other things, but they used to be business owners. They used to have a restaurant. They used to have clothing stores. They used to interact with community, with people regularly. But now all those things that they used to do good at, they did 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, becomes to nothing. You're in a refugee camp, you got an opportunity. You either take this opportunity and go somewhere that you possibly think is gonna be a better place. So we fly from Nairobi, the capital city of Kenya, and then we flew to New York City. And then New York City, that was where they check us in to make sure that everybody is there, that we arrived. One of my sisters was sleeping. So we didn't even notice we were missing her until we missed one of the luggage. Like, one of the luggage is missing. We don't know how to say my sister is missing. One of the plane attendant, and he's telling us, hello, hello. And at the same time that we were so vulnerable enough to not even able to say my sister is in the plane, my initial reaction was like, you know what, I really need to know the language. Empower Interpretation Services was something that was born out of experience. When I first came to the U.S. in 2009, I could not speak, read or write in English at all. So if we had someone who is speaks Arabic, was a doctor, or we had a Somali woman who is, she wants to open her own daycare center. So we teach them the language, and at the same time, after they get the language skill, then they can do whatever they have been doing back home that they have the skills for. So they can either go start their own business, apply for like professional field that they qualify. That small piece is a huge piece at the same time, which is like now you're leaving from one spot to another spot. Just because the language was the one thing that was missing in your life.
Perfect sun exploded. Explode.
Yeah.
My name is Charlie.
I am doing something that was not available to me, and I'm able to give it to someone else that needs it the most. I wish I'm doing this as a child, and I wish it was there for me when I was new. And I'm glad that people are supportive of it. Organizations are very excited to welcoming and the new Americans joining them.
Much anger air. I thought he'd burst.
To do something for the refugee community as a whole, being there for someone else, because my inspiration started from way back from the refugee camp. I felt like that was... Someone has believed in us. Someone has seen the problem, and somebody was able to reach out and help me and give me a hand. Today, I feel like I'm doing the same thing that would have been done for me. I'm hoping that this is something that will actually inspire everybody else around me and take an action every day. So when they wake up, they know, you know, you have a calling.
That story was produced by Jordan Muller as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio project that spent a week in Syracuse earlier this spring. All of the stories in the week-long series on New Americans will broadcast on 88.3 WAER, and they'll be on our website, waer.org.